Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half of the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here we go. The charts for the week of April 25th to the 29th, magically presented by a radio magician, in fact. Michael Harrison is here. We can refer to him as the Talk Radio Guru or Talk Radio Magician because he works with his staff every week to come up with the top 10 stories and the top 10 people that affect the conversation about these stories. And so, Michael, you are welcome. Thank you.
I like that. Talk radio magician.
Yes.
I've always wanted to have the power to be a magician. And there's no doubt that radio is a magical medium.
It
and
is.
Let us continue to generate that magic. Here are the stories that people were talking about all week, according to research, the research of talkers. At number 10, we have climate change. At number 9, we have immigration. At number 8, we have race relations. At number 7, we have crime and violence. At number 6, the January 6th committee, and that's tied with just a wide assortment of activities rendered upon the news by Donald Trump. At number 5, we have partisan politics, and that's tied with the midterm elections. At number 4, COVID-19 remains a big story, obviously. At number 3, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign policy, which is obviously impacted by the war. And number two topic this week, Elon Musk acquiring Twitter. And number 1, the economy. Just shows you how big a story that Twitter story is. Mm-hmm. On the People Survey, at number 10, we have Trevor Reed, the guy in that prisoner swap with the Russians. Janet Yellen at the Treasury Department at number 9. Madison Cawthorn, the controversial legislator, at number 8. Another controversial person of Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene at 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. Kevin McCarthy at 5. Donald Trump at 4. The Vladimirs, Putin, and Zelensky at 3, Elon Musk at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1 in another crazy week of conversation in America.
What's the translation of Vladimir? Is it John or Joseph? What's the...
You brought that up last week, and I didn't further check it out, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Joseph. I keep wondering, because I don't know myself. I haven't been able to figure it out. At any rate,
I find names in different languages that don't sound the same. It's kind of funny. I mean, Vladimir is Joseph. I mean, a name is a sound, really. It's what sounds nice and what it, you know, if it doesn't have any bearing on the original name, how do you translate a name? Isn't that like a weird thing when you think about it?
Is, yeah.
Like, I mean, in French, Michael is Michel.
Michel, my bad.
But then it's close.
Feminine.
Yeah, but it's close, you know.
Yeah.
William is Guillaume. John, I believe, in Spanish is it Juan. Jose is Joseph. I mean, they're close, but when you have something, you know, Joseph and Vladimir, I don't see any connection.
Whatever. Let's do some connecting here so that we can give people insight to your thoughts as to what you have learned yourself, what you've gleaned. I like getting into your head when we do these programs. And what I thought was interesting is how COVID has slipped in part. That's not the only thing I found interesting, but it has been number one for so long. And then it slipped down as it became less important. Now it's sort of moved up again. Number 4 this week, the cases have risen across the bulk of the United States. They're not serious. I've known a lot of people who have gotten sick who have had the shots. And then the discussion becomes, well, is the shot wearing off? Do I need to get a booster? My pharmacist told me I didn't need one. And he thought, in fact, because he questions what may be the content and what the down-the-road impact is going to be, which I thought was very interesting for a pharmacist. He has 2 independent drugstores in my town. And he says, you know, don't be so quick to jump into the fourth shot. Wait for the flu shot and that sort of thing. So anyway, you look around our neck of the woods here in New England, a lot of cases up in Vermont, Rhode Island, New York, That's one wonders why would it be regionalized? Do you ever, you know, think about that? When you know, it's, I don't know. It just seems strange because people travel around so freely. Why would it sort of stay in one neck of the woods, you know?
No, because most people don't travel. Most people stay where they are. So the population is basically settled for the most part in different places. And based upon the existence of the virus in that place, it could be, you know, impacting more people in any given time than another place.
I mean, so you're telling me I'm wrong, then?
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm answering your question. You asked why would it be regionalized. Okay. You didn't say why.
Wow.
You asked a question. You asked
a brilliant,
oh, my God, penetrating yes. question that people need to know the answer to, and right. I tried my best to accommodate their desires.
That was very good. Yeah. All right, so that the COVID thing with the focus so much is on these personalities like Fauci, whose the headline this week was he's not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Then I'm not going either.
I'm not going either, right.
Exactly.
I've had it with that. I mean, give me a break.
What a horrible experience it is. Folks,
if it's
glamorous, you're wrong. It's terrible.
Well, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, everybody's falling all over themselves because they're going back to doing it after a number of years of not doing it. And it's a big deal for the insiders in Washington. And when I say insiders, people who are in the news media consider themselves and sometimes are considered insiders, aren't they? And that's sort of the problem with the news because there are too many people. I remember once going to one of the White House Correspondents' Dinners and talking to our friend Ellen Radner about getting some story right. And she said, no, I can't ask that question because I would lose my access. And I looked at her and said, what the hell are you talking about? She says, if I embarrass anybody in the White House press briefings and ask the wrong question, they'll throw me out. And right. So that was one of the great lessons I think I learned at the time. It isn't the news. It's what we want you to tell people. And so here we go back around again to number two, Elon Musk and his acquisition of Twitter and what he says he's going to do to change things like that. You buying it?
Well, no, I don't buy it because I don't buy the idea of trading in corporate control over communications, which is what we have now. A handful of corporations control most of the communications in America.
Right.
That troubles me deeply, but what troubles me even deeplier is one man by virtue of his wealth.
But Michael, he says he's going to fix everything.
Well, they often say a perfect form of government would be a benevolent dictatorship, having a good king.
Good King Elon.
You know, I see trouble ahead with guys like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, this new breed of multi-billionaires who are wealthier than entire corporations, able to come in and control the means of communication in the name of free speech, in the name of their free speech. Again, you know, absolute power corrupts absolute. Absolutely. Yeah. Human nature being what it is, we have to constantly have checks and balances over either the wrong organizations or a monopoly or, in some cases, one individual having that much concentrated power. So I raise an eyebrow and my red flags go up when I see something like Elon Musk just plopping down 40-some-odd billion dollars and taking over something that even the president of the United States couldn't control.
Okay, so let's say he calls you later today, Elon Musk, and says, I want to buy Talkers, and I'm going to give you $48 million. Are you going to say, nah?
I wouldn't take less than $50 million.
Okay, so
Talkers is a speck of dust in the communications world. Talkers is a small little medium among many media. If Talkers were as powerful as Twitter, I would say that Michael Harrison
is in the talk business, and talk is where people get their influence from talk stuff.
Yeah, but you know. Influence and power are two different things.
Really?
Yeah. There's a huge difference between having influence and having power. And then there's different levels of power. So, no. I mean, that's like somebody saying if somebody offered you for Doug Stephan Productions, because you basically are the owner of
50 mil? Where do I sign?
Yeah, but that's not the same. Somebody owning Doug Stephan Productions or a small publication, in the scheme of things, Talkers mm-hmm. is a small publication. Might be powerful mm-hmm. or influential, as I say, you say powerful in the radio business, but we're talking about Twitter as something that has a major role in defining American consciousness. Mm-hmm. It's like somebody owning the telephone company or owning the water company.
So there are those people who are listening to us right now on the Space Coast who think that Elon Musk is a hero, not because he bought Twitter, but because he owns SpaceX and Bezos to a point as well, because every week there's a launch now. And all the people that had to go away because George Bush cut the budget for NASA and they cleaned out thousands of people and they shut down the shuttle program, now they're all going back to work, and they all think that this guy's a hero. I don't know whether...
In some ways, he is a hero. The fact that he's doing great work in terms of space exploration and moving that forward, that's wonderful. However, as long as one man does not control space, then it would be very dangerous.
Oh, there you go. That's another thing to think about. We look at the surface stories and the surface influence from some of these people and the stories, and don't necessarily look deeply into it. That's why News Talk is as helpful as it is. Continuing with Michael Harrison, I'm Doug Stephan.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking. Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Hey, Dad? Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it Cash Back Match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back in the fold with our discussion of what's going on in the world of news talk radio this week. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who is the magic, he's the king of the world when it comes to news talk radio. And we just found that that offer for 50 has been up to 55, Michael.
Okay, so I'm thinking about it.
I think you'd be thinking about it. Okay, number three this week is the situation in Ukraine, the war. Russia, in all of the huffing and puffing that's going on, we're going to shut them down. Apparently, since the war started, Russia has made $66 billion in fuel exports. So all of this PR bunkum that's coming from the Europeans and from folks elsewhere who want to put a stop to the Russian aggression, they spent $66 billion to buy fossil fuel just in the last 2.5 months since the invasion of Ukraine. So, I mean, this is ludicrous. This is ridiculous to have everybody, we're going to put the squeeze on the Russians. You know what he can do with $66 billion in terms, he doesn't give a damn about the people who live there. He just wants his piece of, he wants to put the old USSR back together again. And according to Rand Paul this week, what's the big deal? He's just trying to put back what they had before, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to determine where you're going with this.
I just find it extraordinarily amusing to have all of this huffing and puffing on the part of the news media. We're going to shut Russia down.
Okay, so what should they be doing if you were king? How would you cover this story?
I'm not covering it. What the reality is, well, I guess, part of it
is about the news media. You're talking about covering it.
Right. So here's my coverage would be, Russia is still selling fuel to the same people and at the same rate as they were selling it before. So how do you expect to stop the war that you all are worried about in Europe, the aggression of the Russians, if you keep giving them billions of dollars? Mm-hmm. It's a long headline, but I guess that's the story.
Well,
in a manner of speaking,
obviously, wars are, they come with a tremendous load of propaganda. Propaganda is part of the process of waging war. I mean, if you look back, the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World Wars I and II, tremendous amount of propaganda and the propaganda machines on each side. whether it's Tokyo Rose or it's, you know, all kinds of things are done to mess with the other side's psyche, their morale, to bolster political support domestically, to scare the public in the opposing country. This is part of the insanity that comes with war, and you're commenting on that. But there's nothing amusing about the war itself.
No.
And the fact of the matter is that the Russians, whether they're making money, losing money, winning the war, losing the war, thousands of Russian young soldiers are dying. And what's going on in Ukraine is a travesty. It's an atrocity. It's genocide.
So why hasn't somebody shot Putin?
So what do we do about
Putin?
That?
Somebody should go shoot Putin. Send in the Delta Force or whatever it is, and the snipers can shoot him from a mile away. He may not let anybody close to than 40 feet to him, but everybody knows, they know where he is every moment of every day. So why haven't we just put him out of our misery and just shot the guy and be done with
it? In some cases, we do shoot generals. In some cases,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We went after them. Maybe there are different ramifications. Sometimes if you take the top guy out, it creates a worse situation, makes a martyr out of him, or the number two guy could be worse. There's always a number two guy and a number three guy and an inside group running things. It's complicated.
Let's blow up the Kremlin. Blow the whole thing up.
I don't know. That sounds a little silly.
Well, it does, but...
but it could happen is evidence by the fact that our enemy sent a plane into the World Trade Center. I mean,
right.
These things happen.
Yeah. Bingo. 28 after the hour.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Spring is officially here, and Amazon Layaway is helping you get warm weather ready. With Amazon Layaway, you can reserve items by paying 20% of the price, followed by 4 equal payments over 8 weeks. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to shop everything from vacuums, kitchen appliances, and closet organizers to lawn equipment, grill accessories, and patio furniture. Amazon Layaway offers thousands of must-have home essentials from favorite brands like Black & Decker, Weber, and Craftsman. It's payment flexibility without credit checks, interest, or cancellation fees. Simply reserve your items by choosing the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name to place your layaway order and begin payments. Once payments are complete, items will ship with the speed and convenience of Amazon that you know and love. Amazon Layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the purpose of her visit to Kyiv is to send a clear message to the world that America stands with Ukraine. Pelosi making the comments in a news conference in Poland following a surprise meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky in Ukraine's capital city. Former President Donald Trump held a Save America rally in Greenwood, Nebraska. The former president saying his administration worked hard to combat the coronavirus pandemic.
Importantly, I let Republican governors run their states the way they should be run, without interference from the federal government, but with a lot of help from the federal government in getting ventilators and therapeutics and supplies of all shapes, sizes, and kinds to them.
The former president announcing his endorsement for Nebraska gubernatorial candidate Charles Herbster. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Moderna is seeking approval from the FDA to authorize its COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use authorization for young children under the age of 6. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Dr. Paul Burton, chief medical officer at Moderna, discusses his confidence in the vaccine.
The safety profile we see with this vaccine in these very youngest kids was very reassuring. Actual rates of safety events even lower than we see in the 6-year-old to 12-year-old, so that's great.
A pandemic-era policy that denies some illegal immigrants claims to asylum because of public health concerns could soon end, even though Republicans say it will lead to an overwhelming surge of illegal immigrants crossing the border. Florida Republican Congresswoman Maria Salazar says she is introducing legislation called the Dignity Act that will reform the immigration and asylum system.
We're going to end catch and release. We're going to seal the border, and then we're going to take care of those who are here contributing to the economy and who've been here for years, like the DACA, the Dreamers, the TPS, all those people that now have been put in the back burner by the Democrats.
The National Weather Service says the Kansas twister that left a trail of destruction in a Wichita suburb on Friday appears to have been a powerful EF3 tornado, which means the storm had winds of at least 136 miles an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, as we continue with our overview of the big news stories that are talked about on talk radio every week. This week, it's different than it was last week. It always is. People list as well. We have Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here, to go through the essence of the content of the conversation, a lot of them anyway. One of the things that I guess we could tie to number three, which is the Russian-Ukrainian war, is the proposed legislative package on Thursday that would allow the feds to sell assets seized from the Russians. Like, how do we, let's sell the boats and use the dough, we'll give it to the Ukrainians to fight the war. I thought that was pretty, actually, clever, right?
Right.
Why not?
Gun yachts, you know, they have
yeah.
These beautiful yachts and luxury boats. Fitted with, you know, with cannons. I'm only,
right.
I'm kidding. The fact is, I guess they would turn the money into that. But go back to what you said earlier. All of this stuff is cosmetic. Economically, it doesn't necessarily amount to anything consequential in terms of the direction of the war. Just whether or not Russia will suffer major consequences or minor ones. The real story is what they're inflicting upon Ukraine and whether or not they'll stop there or will they continue. And will they start to, you know, take over other countries?
With the economy is the number one discussion topic this week. A lot of focus on what Disney is doing or contributing to the economy of Central Florida and whether or not the governor there can shake things up enough, what it's going to cost to the local taxpayer. Who knew that Disney controlled things the way they do? I found that to be the most fascinating part of the conversation, didn't you?
Yes, it was an eye-opener, but it's also understandable. Those deals were made with Disney back when that land was barren. And
swampland.
There was no Orlando as a cultural and entertainment and hospitality center.
Do you remember the airport in Orlando when before Disney?
Orlando was a small city.
But the airport was a one strip, and there was a, when you come off of what is now the Beeline, where the airport is, and the building is still there, there were like three gates. I can remember going down there and thinking, no, how is this going to, how can they do what they want to do with this kind of an airport? Mm-hmm. And now you look at it today, good Lord.
So the point is, how can this happen? Well, had Florida not given Disney the kind of benefits and tax relief and support and help, Disney would probably never have gone on to build what they did and become a source of tremendous jobs and revenue for the state. So this all comes, you know, from, you know, government-private industry cooperation. I mean, for business. Some states are thriving because they're tax-friendly to big business. Others are suffering people heading for the hills, such as California, because they're not friendly to business. Mm-hmm. So this was a case of the government of Florida being friendly to Disney, giving them advantages, making it work. And look what came. We have airports, we have infrastructure, we have highways, we have jobs, employment, all kinds of interesting cultural
icons. It has changed Central Florida.
Right.
Changed it completely. And yes, the businesses that are connected to it, the jobs that are connected to it,
so,
and the ancillary things like on the Space Coast, you don't have to go very far down that Beeline to go to Melbourne and Cape Canaveral and stuff. You make a trip of it. There are all kinds of things. SeaWorld, those all, well, the Cape didn't develop because of Disney, but certainly all the other stuff that's around down there completely developed.
So to look at the story as, you know, well, how does Disney get away with all of this? It's not looking at the big picture and how it came about and how it happened and what its history is. Maybe the deal has to be changed, but it shouldn't be looked at in isolation or in a vacuum, because there's a history there, and there have been a lot of benefits for everybody as a result of Disney having that break.
All right, so the economy is number one. I thought this was an interesting connection to that. The president said that the administration is looking at ways to reduce some, and that's in quotation marks, federal student loan debt. But specifically, they are not planning to forgive up to $50,000 per borrower. Obviously, that wouldn't look good because it's going to cost a lot of money, and who's going to pay for it? You and me. I already paid for college, didn't you? I don't want to pay again. I paid for my children, at least to a point, so I'm going to pay for somebody else that I don't even know. That's what the trouble is with these sorts of schemes, right?
Well, the trouble is, you know, if you relieve everybody's tax debt, these people, I mean, school debt, they went into it knowingly, even though maybe they didn't know as much as they should. I mean, there are cases to be made for that. But what about people who are not going to be exempt from that, who are not going to get the money back? People that are spending now.
Yeah, right.
So how do you create a situation that's fair and doesn't leave people out in the cold or people angry? This is not an easy problem to solve.
I just think about, you've taken the words right out of my mouth. What about the people who are already paid?
Right.
On their own. You know, that's it. All of these schemes, Bernie Sanders he comes up with, you know, maybe he wants to run for president again or whatever, it's free college for everybody. Nonsense. And who believes that? Only if you want to believe it, I guess. If you want to believe it, that's swell. But if you're realistic and know how the real world works, somebody's got to pay.
Yeah. On the other hand, and I agree with what you just said, but on the other hand, if you look at it objectively and you look at the rise in costs of colleges and you look at the way colleges operate, I think that colleges have to be reexamined and the culture.
Yeah.
So it's a bigger situation than just, you know, somebody's got to pay. So who? It's how much is being paid. I mean, a lot of colleges are money grubbing machines.
The other side of it is the professors. Education. And I say this advisedly because my daughter is a college professor at UCLA, but she has three jobs. She teaches three classes. She also is in charge of the writing department. And therefore, administratively, she has a job that would be considered by somebody full-time to administer, to find the people, and to work out the courses that before she got there, amazingly enough, this is a college, one of the best colleges, and I'm blowing my daughter's horn, I guess, to a point, but one of the best colleges, public colleges in the country, if not the world, and they're in the heart of a city that needs writers to write products so that it can be created within the industry that runs the city. And there was no writing course at the college. And so Megan said to the head of the department, how come there's no writing course here? And he said, well, that's a good question. Why don't you research it and get back to me? And then after she did, he said, okay, you're in charge. And there, that, you know.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Well, she made her own job. She identified a need. And she acted upon it, and to their credit, they gave her the go-ahead. I think that's a great story.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, but I'm saying that that colleges, you know, I know other people who teach, you know, two or three courses a semester. They go in two or three days a week, and they're there for two or three hours.
Well, you're talking about adjunct professors.
Adjunct professors, but no matter what. Couldn't we be doing better? Couldn't we be using these people who have all this education and all this knowledge?
Maybe we should be paying them. Do you realize that adjunct professors, in some cases, are working for free for the honor of being able to say they're attached to that college?
And I know other tenured college professors making $150,000 a year, and they aren't contributing, no matter what they measure, $150,000 worth of credit of contributions. To the college.
Back to my point that colleges have to be reevaluated in terms of the whole damn system.
Yeah. Don't you think that that college professors are sort of put, maybe appropriately in some ways, some places, into a circle, and they're looked upon as being somewhat different than the rest of the world? He's a college professor. Wow. You know, that kind of stuff? If that's true or not?
That's a very good question. Yeah, I think that to a certain level there's a prestige attached to being a college professor, but perhaps not as much as there was years ago, just like there used to be prestige attached to being a school teacher.
Or a policeman.
A policeman, a nurse.
Yeah.
But it's changing, and it's not 100% true in everything. I mean, some of the highest paid wealthy individuals now within everyday communities are the local plumber, electrician, carpenter.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are making a fortune.
Yeah, they are. They charge $160 an hour. God love them. Yeah. All right, we'll continue in a matter of a moment. I want to find out who's in the conversation focus of the MH interview in a few moments. That'll happen after this.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Want to show your favorite teacher some love? Staples has you covered.
Covered how?
This week, earn 20% back in classroom rewards on your in-store purchases to give to your favorite teacher for supplies.
So they can stock up on markers and crayons?
Staples has it covered.
Art and cleaning supplies?
Covered. During Teacher Appreciation Week, earn 20% back in classroom rewards for your favorite teacher or school, plus up to 5% back in Staples rewards for yourself. Download the Staples Connect app to sign up for classroom rewards. Valid in-store only, ends 5/7.
All right, so Michael, who's on the Michael Harrison interview schedule this week?
An interesting fellow, very important broadcaster. His name is Joe Madison. He's the highest-ranked African-American news talk radio host on our Heavy 100. And for years now, he has hosted the mornings on the Urban View channel at Sirius XM Satellite Radio. He's a civil rights activist, very, very active. He's been arrested. He's had hunger strikes. He's the real deal. What do they say? He walks the walk as well as talks the talk. And we talk about the state of race relations in America. He has a new book called Radioactive. It's about his life. It's a memoir. And it's a very interesting conversation. MHinterview.com.
All right. Joe Madison, who was from Washington, was on local radio in Washington for a long time before he got the gig at Sirius XM. He has been, as you suggest, I'm thinking he's about my age by now, isn't he?
He's in his 70s, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and he's still at it. That's what I like about being able to do this. We can keep going no matter what our age. Michael Harrison, ageless, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Three after the hour now. Time for us to overview the top five items, counting down from number five to number one from the world of technology this week. As Victoria is out, I'm joined by Jay Kirshner to go from number five to number one. Number five, Jay, is what's going on at Amazon?
Well, they can begin construction on the helix-shaped tower centerpiece of its second headquarters in Arlington, Virginia. The project will comprise 2.8 million square feet of the office space in 3 22-story buildings, and wow, it's expected to be completed in 2025. This is expected to create 25,000 jobs in the state.
Hmm. But think about that. What Amazon is doing, what they're building around the country, you can't go into any state and not find some huge, big warehouse that's on acres and acres of land. And so the warehouses are one thing, but this is an office building.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, this is their second headquarters. So you're going to have the 3 buildings, 2.5 acres of public open spaces. There's going to be restaurants. There will be green space, an amphitheater, a dog run, retail pavilions. It's like its own community.
Yep. A lot of that going on around the country. Google did that, or still doing it in California, as a matter of fact. So is Microsoft. At number four this week, big tech companies like Google, speaking of Google, and Facebook, or at least the parent of Facebook, Meta, have to police their platforms better to better protect users in Europe from hate speech, disinformation, a lot of other harmful online content. This sort of goes along with a poll that we were talking about on the DJV program of people just wanting information and being tired of the disinformation that's so apparent, especially on the free and open technical spots like Facebook and Twitter and that ilk. The European Union clinched the agreement in principle on what they call the Digital Services Act. A lot of negotiations began last week. The law will force tech companies to make it easier for users to flag problems, to ban online advertising aimed at children especially, and to empower regulators to punish noncompliance with billions of dollars of fines. Justice Department, Federal Trade Commission here have filed antitrust actions against Google and Facebook. Congress has been divided on efforts to address competition, privacy, and disinformation. Well, another example of Congress not doing their job, as far as I'm concerned. All right, we're counting them down. At number three, Jay, a focus on the FCC.
Yeah, they're going to be voting May 19th on a plan to help curb the flow of overseas robocalls in the U.S. The rules, if adopted, it would mean that gateway providers, which carry the international calls to American networks, they have to participate in robocall mitigation efforts. Now, that means that providers would have to aid in blocking efforts and take responsibility for any illegal robocalls. And if they failed to comply with the rules, the providers could be blocked by other network participants.
I think this is something that most Americans would say it's about time, and why has it taken so long for the government to do anything? Again, another example of the just toothless government that we are being served by. This is something long ago that should have been addressed. Okay, number two on our countdown of the hot tech stories this week. Russia, according to Microsoft, conducting hundreds of cyber attacks. I think this is a couple of really important stories. The one you just did on robocalls and this one is, these are very important for people who understand. If you didn't hear the story, listen up. The report that Russia has carried out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cyber attacks, destructive attacks against not only Ukraine, but us, Europe, everywhere around the world. So Microsoft, which is working with, in this circumstance, the Ukrainian cybersecurity people to defend against these cyber attacks, said the Russians have relentlessly been after the Ukrainian government's, all of their software and the communication between the two, trying to degrade it or just wipe it out. Six separate Russian state actors carried out at least 237 operations against Ukraine. The 40% or 40 of those were destructive attacks aimed at permanently destroying files and hundreds of systems. And they've been doing that not only in Ukraine, but obviously more of it now because of the war, but the infrastructure that they've gone after here in our country, the elections, that kind of stuff. Isn't it time that we do something pretty imperative and pretty strong to make a statement about that? I think that's the case anyway. All right, quickly, number one, Jay.
Elon Musk has bought Twitter. We all know this. $44 billion in cash, helped when kind of arranged by Morgan Stanley. And his main goal is to, what he says, make Twitter better. New features, algorithms, open source to increase trust, and all that good stuff.
Isn't it very interesting how there's so much focus now on these sort of operations and making things legit? 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.